Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I am Leona Abraham Brando, host for Blog Talk Radio, Shedding Light. We're going to have on with us today to discuss the hearts of many who have suffered from mistakes made. Many families have lost loved ones in many ways, in many situations, both victims and families of those who have stumbled. Miriam Jacob, psychosocial therapist, has discussed on numerous shows how important it is to focus on causes of crime rather than the individual and crime itself. There are epidemics in the United States. Members of society fail to acknowledge, and the government, lawmakers, fail to address. Mental illnesses and addictions, most appropriately addressed in long-term residential treatment facilities, yet people are thrown into prison with the harshest of sentences, which can never and will never be the answer. Mass incarcerations in prisons and the prison suicides is a clear indication of that. So we're going to have on with us today Anita Wills. She is the author of 3 published books and a mother with an incarcerated son. She will share a story which will touch the hearts of many mothers while sharing the latest achievements from that motherly love. Anita Wills has been very active, and she is also the president and CEO of Stand Up and Do Something. She's been very active in advocacy work. She's been very, very active in writing these, publishing these books that clearly indicate the problems that are existing in the United States of America. There is so much going on, and advocates are all trying so hard, so desperately to make changes. We know that mass incarceration in the United States is severe when all other countries, none of them at all, have mass incarcerations. Their housing facilities are not like these cold, hard steel bars and cement floors and walls. They have dormitories. Because people make mistakes, taking them off the streets, putting them behind bars, and keeping them in for a long, long, long time should be enough. But once these people are put into prison, that's not the end of it. Because we have overseers that are human, just like the ones that are inside. Human and also make mistakes. The only thing is, in the prisons, we have an addiction in this country of mental illnesses and addictions. In the prisons, we have overseers whom you would think would have more sense. They're not in because of any kind of mental illness or addiction. They're inside because they're overseeing those people that do. And it's unfortunate that these people who need rehabilitation, who need treatment for their addictions or their mental illnesses, are being abused and violated, are being deprived, are being harassed, provoked, medically, psychologically, and even spiritually neglected. They're being kept in solitary confinement, on restrictive blocks. Half the time, they don't have anything at all. Their belongings are taken. And once those belongings are taken, what do they have when they're in solitary confinement? I saw on Facebook not too long ago where they had a prisoner who had been in solitary confinement for 600 days. And when he came out barking like a dog. He was mentally ill. If not before going into solitary for those 600 days, definitely after. I have a petition out there with change.org. And the petition is to replace prisons with long-term residential treatment facilities. Long-term residential substance abuse treatment facilities. Long-term residential mental health facilities. Long-term anger management facilities. I'm not asking that you let the prisoners go. If that's the way people feel they want to have them inside. But at least have them in these facilities that they're going to get help, that they're going to be rehabilitated, that they're going to have a chance to change if they needed to change. We know there are many in for wrongful convictions. We know there are many in because they were stumbled by their very victims or others. We know the prisons are full, and full and full of prisoners because they do not want to let them go because of prisons for profit. They're making a profit off of prisoners. And when we talk about victims, there are victims on the outside, but there are also victims on the inside who became offenders and are victimized all over again. There is so much going on, and I don't understand why people would choose to just talk about it and complain about it rather than to do something about it. There are 2.2 million people in prison. Can you imagine the families of 2.2 million prisoners and the friends and the advocates and even lawmakers who are trying to make a change and reduce the population? Why is it so difficult for people out there to go and pick up the phone and make calls to the legislative members, make the calls to the media, make the calls to advocacy groups and organizations out there where they might be able to get some idea on how they can help? You may think that all of these things are being worked on by advocates and advocacy groups and government officials or lawmakers, but it's not. It's not happening as quickly or as much because of the numbers. If all of you who have loved ones inside or all of you are trying to make a difference, are trying to reduce the prison population, then you can do it. If you know how to use a computer, go on the internet and type in legislative members working on prison reform or legislative members working on criminal justice reform in whatever state you're in. And it will bring you right to them. And they have phone numbers and addresses and emails. You can either email or write or even make a call. If you could make 5 calls a day, you have really achieved something, because each and every person that can make 5 calls a day and or send out emails to 5 people who are influential in making a difference in criminal reform, criminal justice or prison reform. It's that simple. We're living in a very cold, vengeful, retaliative country where people talk a lot about the problems, but they don't do anything to help, to reverse it. And if you're not part of the resolution, as they say, you're part of the problem. There are so many prisoners who have committed suicide, they couldn't take it. There are people put into solitary confinement that have claustrophobic issues. These people could be saved. There are people out there in the prisons who are having their civil rights or human rights seriously violated, and no one's helping them. It's a pick and choose country. These prisoners are left with no support, no help, no one to go in and see what's going on. Because sometimes our advocates, our lawyers, are as careless as those in the communities that fail to pick up their phone or email. Everyone's for themselves in this day and age. Everyone is for their friends, their peers. What about those that are truly suffering? Well, as it says in Bible scriptures, the last will be first. Because even though everyone is doing their own thing and completely ignoring those who are really suffering in the prison, they don't realize it. They claim to believe in God. They pray to God. But they don't realize how real he is. Because he is alive. And because he is alive, everyone that has ignored the pleas, the cries from people incarcerated that are crying out for help, and everyone that's denying them, is going to see someday what the true living God is all about. Because there will be a time when he is going to say enough is enough. He's keeping count of everything that we do in this world today. He's keeping count of everything that we do to try to help another human being. And all of these people that deep down in their heart, they're laughing because this person is suffering inside and we're not going to help him because we don't need to. or because they're complaining all the time. Those very people neglecting them are cursed. They're really cursed because what goes around comes around. It may happen to them. It may happen to their own children. But it's going to happen eventually. God is going to show them what it is when someone completely ignores another human being that is crying out for help, and they completely ignore it. I want everybody to think about these things, because we're all supposed to be helping one another. And when I think of the Good Samaritan that was walking down the street, and there was someone in the street that was suffering, they were very sick, they were hurt, and it was a pastor, a priest, a Pharisee, that walked right over them and kept going. Now, these were people that were supposed to be godly, and they walked right over him. And along came a stranger, and the stranger put him on his horse, his donkey or whatever, and took him to the closest hotel or motel or whatever it was, took him to the closest place and had them heal him, treat him. And when he had to go, he told the keeper, the gatekeeper, give him whatever he needs to get him right again. And the next time I come by here, I will pay you whatever more that is owed. This is a stranger. And there are so many people incarcerated who are strangers. Many of them who have helped others before they went to prison. They have helped others. And here they find themselves now in a situation where they need someone so badly because their rights, their human rights are being violated. And everybody's walking by them. Everybody is walking by them. So we really need to think about these things. We need to think about what we're doing. What we're doing to not help, and why. Why is it that we're not helping? Because we have too many other things that we're trying to do to keep up with the Joneses. All we need to do is take 5 minutes or 10 minutes out of our day. Just take 5 or 10 minutes out of our day. Think about it. Think about it. Think about how we can be saving a life by taking 5 minutes out of our day to contact a representative in your area who's working on prison reform or criminal justice reform. And you can find it. Just type in the internet browser. Legislative members in whatever state you're in who are working on criminal justice reform or prison reform. And then call them when it brings you to their names. Save a life. Be part of the resolution, not part of the problem. Not part of the problem. People make mistakes, and we hear it all the time on television. When somebody, a politician or someone else might say in the community, I made a mistake and I'm sorry, I can't take it back though. How many people are in prison who made a mistake and are so sorry? And they've been in 25, 35, 40 years so far, making one mistake. And they're truly sorry. And who cares? No one. And we also have to look at parole reform and reform in the courts. There's so much that needs to be reviewed and looked over. There's so much oversight that needs to be taking place in the prisons, in the courts, with the DAs, prosecutors. Lies, 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 media biases. These are all things that we need to look at, because there's so much corruption and lies and deceptions in the United States that we have mass incarceration that should not be. Norway, Germany, the Netherlands, European countries, Switzerland, and all those countries, they have nowhere near mass incarceration as we do in this country. All because people are lazy. They don't want to take a stand. They don't want to help. They don't want to take the time out. Here we are in a blessed country that's supposed to be united, as it is, the United States representatives from every country in the world, and all that happens in this country is complaints. And the only treatment that they know how to do is put them in prison and throw away the key. Because once they're behind bars for the rest of their lives, we don't have to worry about it. What happens when just about everyone in the whole country is behind those bars? More so than what's in the community. And that's what's going to happen. It's already happening. The majority of people we have in prison, they're not just lowlifes. A lot of them are well-educated. They're not only well-educated, but they have so many talents. So many talents. So many talents. So that's why I say we have to look at these things. We have to look at these things. Because if we don't look at these things, it's going to be a sad situation. Because we're going to be looking at ourselves as also murderers, as the cause of many committing suicide. So many. So please, think about it. Think about all the things that are going on. And put yourself in the place of those who are in those prisons. Put yourself or your children in that place. How would you feel if your loved one, for whatever reason, it could have been that he was stumbled. It could have been that it happened and it wasn't his fault. It could have been that he was suffering from some kind of mental illness. It could. It actually could. So I ask you to please think about these things. Think about these things. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to be closing, shutting down, because we actually have heard from the guest and she's having trouble calling in because they say there was no show scheduled, even though I'm looking at it myself. So please stay tuned for next week. But in the meantime, please think about what we talked about on the show today. And please save a life. Get involved. Whatever you can do. And I thank you for this. I am now signing off. Thank you.